Chapter 2. In the first year of the reign of Cyrus of the Persians, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of the Persians, and he made a proclamation throughout his entire kingdom, in which he also put in writing.
This is what King Cyrus of the Persians says. The Lord of Israel, the Lord Most High, has made me king of the inhabited earth, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Therefore, if any of you are of his people, may your Lord be with you. Go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord of Israel. He is the Lord who dwells in Jerusalem. And let each of you, wherever you may live, be helped by the people of your neighborhood with gold and silver, with gifts, and with horses and cattle, and with other things set aside as votive offerings for the temple of the Lord that is in Jerusalem.
Then the family chiefs of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin arose, along with the priests and the Levites. Indeed, everyone whose spirits had been stirred by the Lord to go up to build the house in Jerusalem for the Lord. Their neighbors helped them with everything, with silver and gold, with horses and cattle, and with a very great number of freewill offerings from many whose hearts were stirred. King Cyrus also brought out the holy vessels of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and stored in his temple of idols. When King Cyrus of the Persians brought these out, he gave them to Mithridath, his treasurer, and by him they were given to Sheshbazzar, the governor of Judah. The number of these was 1,000 gold dishes, 1,000 silver dishes, 29 silver censers, 30 gold bowls, 2,410 silver bowls, and 1,000 other vessels. The sum of all the gold and silver vessels returned was 5,469. And they were carried back by Sheshbazzar with the returning exiles from Babel to Jerusalem. In the time of King Artaxerxes of the Persians, Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabiel, the commanding officer Rehum, the scribe Shimshai, and the rest of their associates, living in Samaria and other places, wrote him the following letter against those who were living in Judah and Jerusalem.
To King Artaxerxes, our Lord, your servants, the commanding officer Rehum and the scribe Shimshai, and the rest of their council, and the judges in Seely, Syria, and Phoenicia. Let it now be known to our Lord the King that the Judeans who came up from you to us have arrived at Jerusalem and have begun to build that rebellious and wicked city, to repair its marketplaces and walls, and laying the foundations for a temple. Now if this city is built and the walls finished, they will not only refuse to pay tribute, but will even withstand kings. And since the construction of the temple has already begun, we think it best not to overlook such a matter, but to call it to the attention of our Lord the King, in order that if it seems good to you, a search may be made in the records of your fathers. You will find in the annals what has been written about them, and will learn that this city was rebellious, troubling both kings and cities. and that the Judeans were rebellious and inciters of sieges in former times. That is why this city was laid waste. Now therefore, we make known to you, O Lord and King, that if this city is built and its walls finished, you will no longer have access to Seelie, Syria, and Phoenicia.
Then the king, in reply to the commanding officer Rehum, the scribe Shimshai, and the rest of their associates living in Samaria and Syria and Phoenicia, wrote as follows.
I have read the letter that you sent me. So I ordered search to be made, and it was indeed discovered that this city has resisted kings in former times, that the men within it were given to rebellion and war, and that mighty and cruel kings ruled in Jerusalem and exacted tribute from Celesyria and Phoenicia. Therefore, I have now issued orders to prevent these men from building the city, and to see to it beforehand that nothing further be done, and that such wicked proceedings go no further to the annoyance of kings.
Then, when the letter from King Artaxerxes was read, Rehum and the scribe Shimshai and their associates went quickly to Jerusalem with cavalry and a large number of armed troops and began to obstruct the builders. And the building of the temple in Jerusalem was discontinued until the second year of the reign of King Darius of the Persians.